Yeah, they make some. I never ate any head cheese. But there's a thing called head cheese. They make out the head. But most black people always make something like Brunswick stew. And there's a part, the bottom part of it, they have, sometimes they take that, you know, and cure it. And that's called jerk meat. That comes off the head, too.
Okay. Now, what do you call the dish that's prepared by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
Hash.
Huh. Okay, you have any other things you might call it? Other people?
No, that's the only thing I have.
Okay, fine.
Now, you did say the liver?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's make a liver cheese out of it. Oh,
okay. Liver cheese. If you ever made anything out of hog blood?
No.
You ever heard any people doing it?
No.
Okay. Do you ever take the juice of the head cheese or liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, and cook it? And then after it gets cold, you slice it and you fry it. What would you call that?
I don't know, because this is my first time hearing of that.
Okay. Suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, what would you call the taste?
Well, they always would say it would be a rank taste. Mm-hmm. That's what they would always say.
So you would say the butter is
rank.
Okay. And the thick sour milk that you can keep on hand is called?
Clabber.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about the kind of cheese you make from it?
Cottage cheese.
Right. Okay. What do you do to the milk the first time after milking?
You strain it.
There's something like a fruit pie, except it has several layers of fruit and pastry. What would you call that? You say like you'd have apple.
I never feast one. I don't think I ever ate one. So I don't know what you would call it.
Okay, well, if you had made something with, you know, you used flour and you got an apple and you put it in a pie plate and you put it in the oven, it comes out. That's an apple.
Apple pie.
All right. Okay, and you have. I think I'll skip that.
Yeah, I've ate apple pie, but I just still.
Somebody has a real good appetite, and you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay. What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over pudding?
The sweet liquid. It would be the syrup. It would be a syrup.
Yeah, well, it's close to it. You know, it's milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg.
Did I say pudding? I didn't say pudding. You pour it over the pudding.
You're putting over the pudding, yeah.
And mixed with what now? Sugar and?
And cream, nutmeg. It could be milk or cream with sugar and nutmeg. Okay, and you would say syrup would be your guess. I imagine that's pretty close.
Well, it's probably somewhere close.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things that, you know, I don't know the name of.
Yeah, well.
Not being able to ever fix it or ever had any, so it would be a little bit difficult.
Yeah. Okay, and well, sometimes you have something with meat, leftover with meat, and you have the pan that you've cooked the meat in, and you take a spoon and you take some of it and put it in a bowl and take it to the table and people pour it over their meat, and you'd call that
a gravy.
Okay. Sometimes people get hungry between meals, and you'd say they're taking a
snack.
You have any other words for it?